You're listening to Off-Road Garage Podcast, and here are Jason and Jim.
Another one.
We're back again.
Again.
And again.
Not making any promises this time.
We thought we had it on lock.
And then life.
Life. Dun, dun, dun.
We eventually, I'd like to think, we'll be on the same level again.
Hopefully. Hopefully soon.
The life will level out.
Yeah.
Because it tips back and forth for us.
Yeah. When I was free, you were busy. And now you're more free, and I was busy as hell.
Yeah.
And then vacations for both of us messed everything up.
Yeah.
And now we're back to, what is it, March? Almost April.
Yeah.
Hopefully things are level.
Ish.
Yeah.
Better.
Hopefully.
I mean, the good news is we're back, and I enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Fired up.
So, where are we at? Where do we leave off?
We should listen to the last episode before we...
Take cliff notes?
Yeah.
I never listen to us. I don't even know if the last one played. I don't know.
Must have, because Kevin...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because we saw him at the West Branch deal.
Snow something. Winter Blast.
Winter Blast, yeah.
Second annual Winter Blast.
Great. That was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
Excellent time.
I always enjoy that. Well, good people, man. Solid people.
Yeah, solid dudes. And I mean, I've known them for a lot of them for a long time. You know, we've known them since I was new.
Shows a little bit.
Right. Super helpful and always good to see Great Lakes doing big things. You know, trying to.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, it was a good event.
And it's one of those that we did. I didn't even go to Cabin Fever this year. It just clicked.
Did. Yeah, you skipped out on Cabin Fever.
I think I had to work that week. Crazy work.
Did we cover that one?
No, because I wasn't there. Let's talk about it. We haven't done this show since before winter.
Oh, man.
It's been
a hot minute. Which winter? There's been a couple winters here.
I think before, like, actual winter, like, actually kicked in.
Yeah.
Let's,
I think for once I'm ahead of you in the wheeling aspect.
You've got a lot more on under your belt this year than I do.
I'm an overlander now. I don't know if you know this.
All about the overland
we'll
life.
We'll touch on that. I don't know this episode or the next, but we got to catch up to that. But
what the heck?
Yeah, I do things in the Bronco now.
I do things.
like dumb things.
November 21st is the last episode
we have showing
on here.
Oh no!
Yeah, wow, did the big three ruin wheeling? Was the topic? Yeah,
probably didn't make friends in that one.
So that's our last episode. So we're talking. Six months.
So everyone's notifications just going off.
Hopefully everybody's phones melt.
Yeah, hopefully.
Or they just forgot about us, shut them off.
We're probably down to three people now, or seven.
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah, my mom and my dad. Yeah. And then your
my
mom,
wife,
yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
No. She definitely doesn't listen to this bull.
She will, and she'll be like, she'll surprise me when she brings something up. Like, oh, I'm like, oh, you listen to it. She's like, yeah, I was trying to give you guys some numbers. I'm like, I appreciate you.
Yeah, like, how many times did you listen to it? Right. You need to listen to it like 1,000 more times.
Can you get a couple different profiles on that Spotify there for me, please? So, yeah, we haven't talked about Cabin Fever, which I missed.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was a good time?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go?
Oh, man, I forget the name of the city. It was south of Traverse City.
Okay.
You know, so northern west part of Michigan. You know, some decent trails. Andy led the way. It was rad, as always.
It's always fun to follow Andy. Did he bring up Spike or Stomper?
Spike.
Okay, the new rig?
The new rig.
Yeah. Which he recently flopped?
He did. Yeah. I have yet to watch that one. Sorry yet, Andy. I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing. I try to give him some love.
Yeah. Turbo Toy Box on YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely.
Builds crazy Toyota stuff and then
thoroughly
flogs it. Mind
you.
Oh,
does not hold back.
No. If anybody's looking for a product tester for how tough your stuff is. Yeah.
And he's legit.
Andy could break a ball bearing, I think.
Yeah.
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 I think he has.
Probably.
Yeah, I think don't Toyota's, aren't they ball bearing everything? I don't know.
No.
They should be.
Burfields, or they're called.
The Burfield joints.
I blew up my Burfields.
I know Toyota guys are going to be pissed now. All right, now we're down to two people.
Yeah.
Damn. My dad, your mom. Yeah. That's it.
So you did that with the boys came up from Barnes again, right?
Yeah. And then the funny thing is, I wonder if Connor's gonna listen to this. When his like parking cable broke
on the MJ or on his daily, okay,
on the MJ, and it rolled into the front of Andy's truck and just smashed the Connor's tailgate.
No.
MJ. Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty good. I'm like, well, thank you for parking in front of him, not me.
But, that's yeah, right, because you brought the Bronc to that, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Wheeled that all weekend up there.
Okay, you guys hit a park, I think, too, right?
Yeah, Rocks and Valleys.
Okay.
They opened up especially for us, which is super cool.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
shout out to Rocks and Valleys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's my opinion, and I can't say I've been to all of them, but it's probably – it's up there.
One of the best in the state.
Yeah. The trails are legit. Okay. You know? It's not – not to bash anyone, you know what I mean? But right. A lot of them are like
more mud-based, if you will. Or...
like a revamped – gravel yard,
right?
You know what I mean? And right. I get it, it's a perfect use for it. It's better than just turning it into a subdivision. At uh-huh. least it gives people the chance to get out and do things.
100%.
I totally respect that. You know, learned a lot from them,
right?
But, it's I think it's like the back of a ski slope, so it's a lot of hills,
okay,
and like a lot of, you know, like legit trails.
Okay, very cool. And I know they got some crazy obstacles, some cement and some weird stuff.
Yeah, they've
in
added
there and...
some stuff, so you literally, I mean, you could go there with a stock, whatever.
Okay.
I can't be brand loyal anymore.
Right.
No. Or, you know, tons and 40s and find all the entertainment you want.
Find your area.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Sure. I see the Bronco grill up on the wall now above the CJ grill.
The old grill. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So that was cool. I mean, yeah, I was bummed I missed that. I think while you guys were wheeling, I was working.
Yeah, I think you got, yeah.
I think I had some overtime that week, some mandatory overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hey, we need you.
Yeah.
You're important.
Yeah.
You've gotten important, so we need you more.
Yeah. Great how that works, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's stupid. I
the paychecks are nice,
I
though.
I know exactly how that goes.
Yeah. So then after that, I was able to get off the weekend for Winter Blast.
Yeah. It was a couple weekends after something.
It
right?
was, yeah. Like 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. I'm off every other weekend, typically.
I just barely
so.
Got the mud off.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And we took the Bronco to that, too.
Yeah.
Which was a new experience for me to ride passenger in something nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. Something nice.
Yeah. Little
and
toaster.
It's like cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it did everything.
I can't say enough for that trail cam.
Everything we needed to do in northern Michigan. And it wasn't crazy snow and it weren't crazy trails, but it was a good time. It did really well.
Yeah.
Watching that trail turn assist when we follow this group every year. So for those who don't know, I guess we'll start with this. Winter Blast is an event put on by Great Lakes 4-Wheel Drive Association, which is an association that keeps trails open, fights for off-road, full-size vehicles rights, et cetera, to use the trails. I've been with Great Lakes since, like, let's just call it 2000 for rough math, and they've always done really great stuff. So now they're putting on a winter event. It's called Winter Blast. This is the second year they're doing it. And they've got great trail leaders that have been wheeling up in the West Branch, Michigan area for years. I mean, they know the area really well. There's one park up there. It's St. Helens Scramble area. It's got some rocks and some tubes mm-hmm. and some stuff to play on. But
and
mostly,
definitely got rowdy there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mostly it's just it's two-track in northern Michigan in the snow.
Yeah.
And the difficulty of the run is very much snow-dependent. If you get 3 or 4 foot of powder, it's a brutal couple hours of winching and pulling. If you get an ice bath, people are rolling into trees. It really depends on the what Mother Nature throws at us for that event.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
The people,
and the group you get in on.
For sure. And the people make it great, though, usually regardless. I mean, I've seen brand new wheelers, and, you know, I think Jim Kitson's been wheeling 40 years. He teaches classes in wheeling. So, I mean,
yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He's a trail guy up there.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean,
you know.
Yeah, you could say he's been in the game a while.
Yeah. But this year we went with Mike's group, who goes by Life Viewed from the Driver's Seat on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's got a really, really beautiful CJ5 fiberglass body. I think he's got a 304 in it. He can tell you all the specs. He's super into numbers and digits. And
sounded like he wasn't into, like he was kind of moving away. Like he was done with it a little bit.
Possibly.
Like he was entertaining offers.
Right. 35-inch boggers. It's just a little Tonka toy, man. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's just your classic build.
But since he's so used to driving such a small little rig, his trails are always, the ones that he leads are always super rowdy.
Yeah,
like
the rigs have gotten bigger, but his trails are still the same.
Yeah.
Why did we end up on that? Thank God I have white.
I think we started talking to Mike, and we were like, where are you going tomorrow? And then
oh, just come with us for a little bit. Remember, we were like, let's go for a little bit.
Yeah, we were supposed to jump out and go take some more shots.
Find someone else,
yeah.
And end up just riding with them forever.
Yeah. Man, we got into that scramble area. It got rowdy in the Bronco, but watching that trail turn assist do its thing was pretty awesome, I must say.
Dude.
Yeah, the little rear digs.
Yeah, just skids around.
Yeah. Very cool.
I know. I told you. It's like cheating.
Because the, I don't even know how to say their name, the Mathiases.
Yeah.
Mathiases, whatever they are.
They were in that. Well, they had.
They had two rigs.
Yeah.
But they had their overland built.
That ZR2.
Yes.
In Colorado.
And they were super Very pissed nice. At your trail turn. Because
yeah,
you would just.
They're doing the school bus.
Doing routine. The Austin Powers in the hallway.
Just freaking did like a Bobcat skid steer. Just freaking spin and go.
Yeah. So that was a great event. Had a good time. We wheeled, Friday night and Saturday morning, I think we wheeled.
Yep.
With those guys.
Yeah, bounce Sunday morning, right?
Yeah, bounce Sunday morning after they do a big banquet every year. Lots of great sponsors come out.
Always a great gift, always a great raffle.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
And it's cool that we get so many local sponsors to help. I mean, Kevin Bentz from Jeepers Creepers has been sponsoring Michigan Wheeling since I can remember, since I was 16.
Yeah.
And he was always, he's there. He was up there in his JK this year, representing Jeepers Creepers, giving away stuff. We had stuff from Yukon. Gear and Axle. We had stuff from Unlimited Off-Road. We had stuff from Cargo Dog, which makes like cargo stuff for JT trucks, like under the seat storage or something.
Yeah.
Voodoo Off-Road, I think, was sponsoring stuff. There was a bunch.
Yeah, they always throw some stuff.
Yeah.
Daystar, right?
Daystar is huge. Daystar always takes really good care of that event. And has sponsored Michigan Wheeling for a long time as well, which is crazy because they're in Arizona.
Yeah.
But they do a great job.
They came out a few years back, right?
Yeah. What's Manchester's company? The light company.
Oh, man. Hold on. It'll come to me. Probably not.
He gave away a couple different sets of like pod type lights that were that were received very well by dudes. I emceed that event. So I was the guy talking and boring everybody with my speeches and handing out prizes and coupons and Jeepers Creepers made some good awards this year out of like plexiglass that lit up. So you get an award for how good you cook on the trail or how good you got stuck or what you broke or who came the furthest. There's some pretty cool awards, which are always really fun to give away because especially like if you spend a lot of money, especially in today's economy, to go to the event because they're not cheap, right? Call it $100. I think it's $50 a person to go plus gas, plus lodging. You don't always want to throw money into the raffle to get prizes.
Yeah.
So being able to maybe get an award for something rowdy, breaking a rig or helping somebody out, it's super rad to be able to still get included.
I just want to remind you, I lost that year, and I don't know how.
With your broken Dana 30 ring opinion there?
Yeah, because I think someone put their JK into a tree.
Yeah, I get a little more damage than you. Yeah. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, right. Always a bridesmaid.
Every time.
So, yeah, dude, I mean, everybody, it was a great time. The after party was pretty epic as well.
You know, it was a bummer that the pool atrium wasn't open because that's usually where things get a little more rowdy.
Yeah, yeah,
I get it.
It's crazy watching Andy Griffith, that security guard, come through.
Yeah,
you know, what are you guys up to?
You guys still in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, because nowhere else does to go.
Still got beer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
I mean, so if you're local or not so local, or
yeah, definitely check that event out.
It's a great event, and I mean, it just keeps growing, and you know, I look forward to seeing it succeed for many, many more years. Proceeds go to help keep Wheeling alive, which is awesome.
And that's huge, because there's too many not seasoned individuals who don't seem to understand you can't do whatever you want.
Oh, we talked about that in our last episode, I think, with the availability of
everything.
A goat mode Bronco awesome, or a Jeep 3092 awesome, or whatever from the factory,
or a freaking Can-Am awesome, or a
Razor
awesome. Yeah,
and you don't realize that there's rules and these triangles mean something, and me going through that marsh
you're supposed to hit those, right?
Yeah, right.
You get extra points.
Me going through that marsh might end Wheeling in this area.
Yeah,
you know,
right. And if you park on the sign, then there's no sign.
Right. And Great Lakes is here to bring awareness to prevent that kind of shenanigans.
Yeah. So no, great event. Great people. I'm enjoying going every year.
Yeah. Look forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm already looking forward to next year's.
Yeah. Maybe you can make Cabin Fever this year, too.
Hopefully. I might just have to use some of that sick time I built up.
Yeah, exactly. Use it all.
I got it for a reason, right?
Right.
Maybe we can bring Cabin Fever. Maybe we can go to Cabin Fever or Trail, whatever the hell the snow event was, in one of my vehicles. How crazy would that be?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I think the last time we wheeled together in my truck was Drummond Island in like 2020.
Oh, for Jeep Jamboree?
Yeah, when I dented the, crushed the door yeah. on that tree.
It has been a minute.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because it's pretty much been the ZJ and now the Bronco.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bronco's got more trail time in the past couple of years than any of my Jeeps have.
For sure.
Yeah.
I've put it through its paces.
Yeah.
I've which tried is, to enjoy every bit of it.
Which is rad. It's coming along so great. Do you want to talk about that here, or do you want to do like a Bronco update in like the next episode? We can keep coming back. We do another episode.
I mean, I could probably do, we could do an update.
Okay.
As of current, today.
As of March 30th, 2024 at 10:30 p.m.
Oh, man. I've done a lot to it. A lot more than I thought I would have. If you'd asked me a year ago, I'd be like, no. Nah.
Well, a year ago, it was supposed to be just the wife's daily.
Yeah, right. And it started with wheels and tires. And then, of course, friends of ours also got a Bronco.
Okay.
I think we touched on that. So it did get the...
Well, you got a crew now, like your friends, and you got a couple with your family too, right?
Gang, gang, buddy.
Gang, gang.
Bronco deep.
Get that bucking Bronco.
My whole family has Broncos now.
Get that bucking Bronco.
None of them as cool as mine.
None of them as cool as yours. Yours is pretty rowdy. Your buddy's is pretty cool too.
Yeah.
The blue one?
Oh, Wild Track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Falcon coilovers. You know, it's the 35-inch Milestar Patagonia XT's Raceline wheels.
Okay.
I think you've had those on there for quite a while now. Man, did the AGS rear tailgate reinforcement.
Okay.
Which allows me to put a twin pump compressor, like, in the tire carrier.
Okay.
So it's super, like...
Very protected.
Utilizes that empty space, puts the air chuck right through the back, like the spoke of the wheel.
So you're talking, like, for the people who have Jeep, in that hollow area that pokes out the back of your tailgate.
Yeah, that, right. It fills the void between your tailgate and, like, the wheel.
Yeah, okay.
You know where that bolt flange is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it connects that. So it puts the twin motor ARB in there, which was awesome. Being able to air down, air up anytime, anywhere.
Clutch. And that twin motor pumps.
Dude. Yeah. I think my next item I might look to get is like the it's like the gauge, and then it has the Ford lines. So you
yeah.
can do all four tires yeah. at the same time. Mm-hmm. My buddy Dave had that, and I was like, I had made like the cheap one at
okay.
like Menards, you know, like the clamp on.
Right.
And it worked. I could do two tires. I was almost quicker than him because I was doing like two tires at a time.
Right.
His compressor is different. He doesn't have the ARB, but. So, yeah, I did that. It's got the KC lights front and back.
And those are the hotness.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I saw those when we were up at the winter event. You kicked them on for me a couple times.
Yeah.
Melted the snow around us.
Oh, dude, they're awesome. And they got the one little one in the back is just super bright.
That little, was it?
An FU light, the Flex series.
Yeah.
I think it's the... Yeah, I forget the four or whatever.
You got the fours in the front ones. And the one yeah. in the one little cube and the one little yeah. LED in the rear.
That's all it needs.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just enough extra light. You're backing up somewhere dark and
right.
it, you know, it illuminates really well. You know, obviously the Midland radio. Trying to think what else I did.
You got the rack. I haven't talked about that rack yet.
Yeah. So gearing up for our trip to Moab, did the trail racks.
Okay.
Whole rack. Went with that because it was kind of the most weight carrying static dynamic that I could kind of find that I liked ish, you know, didn't get super crazy.
Wasn't looking crazy, yeah.
Yeah. And that turned out really well. I think it looks really good on there, really clean. It allows me to put the Rotopacks on the sides
right.
or whatever I want, which ended up being Rotopacks, which worked out great for the Great Lakes event because my wife hates stickers and
okay.
I'm a sticker fanatic. So it was a good compromise putting stickers all over the Rotopacks.
Which you can take off.
Yeah. So it's like my, I feel like it's like, you know, it's like I get the Bronco on the weekends.
Right. Like shared custody.
Yeah, I get shared custody. So when it's mine, I can put the, you know, the packs on them and be like, hey, look at all the cool shit.
And it keeps some of the scratches off of the windows
it
and
did
the, yeah.
It protect a lot of the rack and the Rotopacks did
yeah.
definitely keep a lot of the scratches off the top, which is key.
Right.
So then, yeah, for MUB, we get the, man, I'm losing my mind here. We did the Free Spirit awning on the side, and then the new-ish out, ultra light, or Aspen light.
Okay.
Rooftop tent.
Okay.
Which worked out perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Me and the missus really enjoyed it.
Excellent. We'll talk about that in the next one. Keep people coming back.
Go a little bit more into the overland aspect of things.
And you got and like little things, like little touch. I saw your tailgate table, which was pretty rad.
Yeah,
so you can open it up and cook. And, you know, I know.
Added that. I mean, we had the awning fridge in there. Yeah. You know, I mean, it was. I went full overlander.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. It's well set up. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Too bad the little 2.7 struggles, but.
Yeah. 2.3. Yeah. It's not bad. It just. I don't know. I don't think it struggles. I think it's just. It's a lot.
Well, you got like a toaster with the breading on top of it now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's your aerodynamics.
Yeah. It's not good at all.
At least before it was a toaster with the bread down.
Yeah. But I think next I'd. Post Utah, I think my next move would be a little more underbelly,
a little more
skid protection upgrade,
scrapey scrapes.
There.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for the Ford engineers and their thoughtfulness on their skid plates that they put on the Badlands. Not all of them. We learned that.
Yeah.
Too. But thankfully, you know,
the Wild Track learned that.
The Wild Track learned that. But you know, I banged up a lower shock mount that I probably need to. It's going to take a little bit of massaging.
Reinforce and protect somehow?
Nothing like structural, like the shocks out of alignment, but you know, like a little bit of the tabs that kind of hang off it are a little less than straight.
Okay. A little tweak.
Yeah, a little rock rash on them. Rock rash. That's the. There you go.
Rock rash off road.
Yeah, right. Yeah. See, I told you it would come to me. So, yeah. The underbelly of the Broncos got some good Utah marks. The wheels have got a little love on them, too. But at least I did it in a cool place. We can touch on
that. If you're going to have scars, they've got to have cool stories.
I don't think it gets much cooler.
It can't be like, I bumped it at 12 Oaks Mall. I mean.
Yeah, right. Stupid curb came out of nowhere.
Valet guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was rocks in Utah.
Right.
So.
Perfect. So, dude, I mean, you got a hell of a Bronco build going. Your hoist is under use right now, so that's gonna
that is a disaster. It's one of those situations where, you know, midway through I'm like, I'm an idiot, I need to stop being helpful.
So for those of you who can't see what I'm looking at, it's not quite as cool as a Jeep build, but he's swapping the motor in a family member's F-150, I believe it is.
It's a 2010
cab is off, up in the air, bed and frame are on the ground, motorless. I see an intake sitting on the frame rail.
Yeah. If you come in here, you're like, what?
Yeah. Which I must say, I appreciate the architecture, though, of walking through the tunnel of tires.
Yeah. You like that?
Like those two pillars. Like he's got a set of 40-inch Pro Comps and a set of 37-inch SSRs.
Yeah.
Like you got to walk through to get into there. And it's kind of rad.
Yeah.
Very like the Roman.
Gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you know what you're getting into when you see that, for sure.
Sets the bar.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, you immediately got to turn sideways and.
Shimmy your way through here.
Absolute disaster.
Yeah.
And every time I'm like, oh, man, I got a weekend coming up. I'll clean the garage. That doesn't happen. Or I get
one of these projects.
The engine is bad in my truck. You think you can help me swap it out?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess. Sure. Well, the magic word was, I'll pay you. I'm like, oh, okay. Sure, sure. I just came back from Utah. I could use some money.
Right.
I'm like, God, I don't know. There's got to be an easier way.
Yeah, I'm sure there is somewhere. I mean, selling plasma or something.
Yeah, right. You know, like halfway through, I'm like, why do I have to be handy?
Right.
Like, you know, why did I have to be poor and learn how to fix things?
Why can't it be more handsome?
Just, why can't I just have money and, you know?
Independently wealthy and handsome.
Just, you know, call someone.
Right.
Have Jeeves call the repair guy.
Right. Jeeves, I'm broken.
Jeeves. The car is making a noise. Handle it for me.
Ain't got no gas in it.
Ain't got no gas. Never the case. No.
No, never that easy, is it?
No, yeah. So whether it's auto mechanics, plumbing, electrical, carpentry.
Yeah.
Got to do it all.
Jack of all trades.
When you don't have money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you learn. You learn that trade.
Yes, you do.
And when I came over, I haven't been over here in a long time. I saw all your other stuff outside. I'm like, what the hell's going on in the shop? That everything, like the tractor's outside and the dirt bikes
are
outside.
That's when you know. That's when you know it's legit in here.
I'm like, okay.
The ZJ's outside. You're like, oh. I can't. And the Broncos outside. So there's nothing fun.
Yeah, I'm fixing to learn something.
Yeah.
Come in and see the F-150.
Yeah. What you do is you take the cab off.
Yeah.
Because it's like 6 bolts to take the cab off. And if you're lucky, like only four of them are still bolts. Because Rust Belt.
Rust Belt truck.
Yeah.
That's a 14-year-old Rust Belt truck. I'm sure it was fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Project.
I think on the exhaust manifolds, one bolt
okay.
was all that came out complete.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you're getting new head.
Yeah. Now it's getting all new engines. So yeah. Now it's getting new exhaust manifolds and bolts because those are garbage. And I always end up with all the scrap metal, too. I don't understand.
Nobody takes it with them. I never take any of mine with me.
I know.
It's all over there still.
It's still over there. Yeah, it's just a pile waiting to go.
Or to take it up there one day and I get enough money for a case of beer, probably, because scrap metal prices aren't great.
Yeah, I'm never able to take it there when they're great.
Right.
And they're never really great.
No.
It's not really worth my time.
No.
That's why they sit there and turn back to iron ore. So
going back to the earth.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's redneck recycling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, if it's a compost heap, you got to go there and stir it once in a while, though.
You know, allegedly my grandfather thought that way about oil. It came from the ground, you put it back in the
ground.
That
used to be a thing, though. Like,
that was a big thing.
Popular mechanic. You would just pour it through gravel.
I think there was, like, an article.
Yeah.
Like, how to make, like, a, you know, like, you put the rocks in there.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's so amazing.
It'll break down.
Yeah. What if they're right?
Right.
You ever think about that?
I mean, yeah, I think about a lot of weird stuff.
Around,
I work midnights,
I mean?
Bro. I think of all kind of weird stuff.
All kind of weird things hit you? Like maybe they're onto something?
At 3 in the morning.
It filters back through the ground, and then we pump it back out again?
What if dinosaurs are changing their oil that way? That's why we have reserves.
So many what ifs. Start thinking
about dinosaur cars all rusted, and we can't find them because they all went back to the earth. Yeah.
Yeah. Dinosaurs had cars. Like it was like the Flintstones. They were made out of wood.
Right. So it went back to the earth.
Yeah. Do you know, actually, this is a, I'm sure I'm going to completely butcher this. When I was in Utah, just to jump forward.
Little preview story? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We went to I'm so bad with names of things. It's a restaurant on top of the hill.
Okay. Moab Diner?
No, it's not the diner.
Sunrise something or other?
Yeah, I don't know. It's way up top. Anyway, the menu has, like, a history. Like,
okay.
You can read the history because it used to be the dude's house.
Okay.
The dude who, like, struck it rich.
Okay.
According to the menu I was reading, and I'm ad-libbing this.
So this is probably...
Don't
this is
quote me on this.
Just about as accurate as Wikipedia, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. No, don't. The guy was, like, on his last... Like, he was out there mining and, like, broke his last drill bit. I'm going to save what he was mining for here in a minute.
Okay.
Let's just say he went to the gas station because he was just like, I'm done. Like, his kids are living on powdered milk and, like, living in a tent. Like, I'm done. This is no good. He was mining for uranium.
Huh.
Yeah. So he goes to the gas station, and apparently the gas station attendant had a Geiger counter that went absolutely nuts at the rust and dirt in the back of his Jeep that he was just driving around with.
Okay.
And I guess it ended up being, like, $60 million. In uranium.
In whatever year that was.
Yeah, in his claim or whatever. 1948?
60 million and 48. It's like a couple billion today.
Late 40s, early 50s. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I'm like, how about this guy driving around with uranium in the bag?
Right.
But I don't know. So, yeah.
Went on to pass away at the rightful age of 43 from some kind of...
No, lived like way longer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start huffing uranium.
Kind of look like the guy who found uranium.
Like what you'd expect.
Exactly. But ended up like having so much money that like bought this house, like basically kind of ish built.
Okay.
The town.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. But I thought that was pretty crazy.
Something to look forward to. So if you're in Utah
and
you go to a diner that used to be a house.
It's a restaurant. It's a pretty kind of well-to-do restaurant.
Okay.
I wouldn't say dress up, but you know. You.
I mean, I know
really,
you wouldn't do it if you dressed up.
I wouldn't go. Yeah, right. Guess I was not in a position to be dressed up,
right.
But you know, don't like I was showered.
I was showered, freshly cleansed.
There's no trail red mud on my pants.
Okay.
It was really delicious food, by the way.
Excellent.
And the view is amazing.
If you only remember the name of it, they'd be golden.
Stand by.
Just digging through his phone, ladies and gentlemen.
Just talk for a minute.
Can we scat for him? Skitty bop boop da doo bitty da doo da
da da da doo
scab scab skitty scat skitty scat skitty scat scat.
Like I know where Sunset Grill.
I said that.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's it.
There's only a couple diners on a hill.
Yeah, it's like more than a hill.
So
you drive a little switch.
The Sunset Grill in Moab, Utah was built on uranium.
Read the menu. That is insane. Like, what? Dude just had uranium in the back.
Just uranium. And like, what were the odds that he goes in and happens to have the Geiger counter turned
on? That's what I'm saying. What kind of messed up town is this that the gas station attendant's got a Geiger counter?
Yeah, let me pump your gas, but hang on.
Hold on. What? I mean, I'm sure he wasn't the only one out there looking for uranium,
right.
But I feel like we should know about the hazards of it by then.
Yeah.
You know, you're just panning for gold.
Right. Digging
like,
for diamonds.
I think I found it. How'd you know? My hand melted off. I got these weird sores popping up. I must have found it. Like, I don't understand.
This is what happens when we get back together.
History.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like history-ish because you remember parts of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the good parts.
Right.
Like, dude found uranium. It is cheap. How rad is that?
Accidentally.
Yeah.
Broken. And, of course, it's like you said. The
he broke his last drill bit, like, coring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to get gas to leave the town. And
yeah. Yeah, just like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm going to tell Earl over there at the... Sunoco.
You can take over my claim.
I'm out. I'm out. I'm giving it all up. Sure enough, Earl had the guy counter went nuts. What?
Sounds like a weird Scooby-Doo episode.
It
like now dude's dressed up.
Earl pulls the mask off. And
right.
He's the...
Yoinks.
Zoinkers.
Zoinkers, Jack. He's out of. He's off the radar. I'm church.
He just pegged my Geiger counter. You know what this means? You're going to be a millionaire. Like, what?
That's ridiculous.
Dude, it was. That's why I had to bring it up.
It's fitting. I mean, it's fitting. It's something you would remember.
Dude.
I'm going to start reading Benner's about it. I usually go in and just say, give me some chicky tendies and call it good.
I'm like looking at the bottom. Like, why is it? I'm like, yeah, cool little old picture. I'm like, oh, it's probably, you know, and that. I forget who told us. Someone told us, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, you go up there. It used to be a dude's house or whatever. And yeah, and dude, he's still, like, it's still, like, his house.
Really?
Like, he doesn't live there, but, like, they didn't change anything. They just put, like, tables in his living room.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's not there anymore. Neither is his family, but, you know,
it'd be kind of weird to be walking around old uranium
and it's
Earl.
Like, 60s-ish,
right?
You know, like, the green carpet, like, green paint on the walls.
Okay.
And that, like, that green, you
right.
know?
That baby puke green color?
Like family photos and stuff. I'm like, wow. It was. You know, you start reading about uranium. I'm like, I don't know that I should be in here.
Right. What's the half-life on that?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, not.
Not
like,
60 years?
Yeah, not 60 years. Like, 60 million or something. I don't know. Whatever it is,
right.
I don't want it.
I don't want to find out.
I mean, I wouldn't mind. I guess if you find it, is it still worth it? What do you think uranium's worth these days? We go looking?
I mean, it depends on what kind of market, I guess.
Yeah. Go next time you're wheeling, just take your Geiger counter.
Just take my Geiger counter. We can get natural gas
hold on,
in Michigan.
Guys. Stand by. I'm just going to drill a hole.
All right. Real quick.
Real quick.
Lunch break.
You never know.
I'm assuming with an air hammer in the back of the Jeep.
You like one of those like old school like hand screw ones? You're just crudely drilling a hole and shit.
Try to get a
you never know.
PTO on the front of the Jeep.
That'd be funny though, if every like little river crossing we come to, you just run out and start
panning for
gold.
I gotta pay for this trip. $3.79 a gallon's killing me.
I saw a YouTube video. They're doing it like Lake Superior.
What's that? Uranium mining?
No, gold.
Oh, gold panning.
Yeah, like they set up the little mini, like gold rush show on this
channel.
Oh
yeah, yeah. Uh huh.
You know, and they're like, oh look, I got like a little bit of gold dust or something. Like, oh, cool. I mean, I guess in a way, I'm jealous because my hobby doesn't pay me for anything. So.
Right. Our, yeah,
I
our
guess
hobbies,
if you're going to have a dumb hobby.
Our hobby's not paying any bills, that's for sure.
No.
But
never has. We came close. Never.
It's legend they said she never gives up her dad when the gales in November turn windy.
That's when you know we're off the rails.
You talk about Superior, you got to have some Gordon Lightfoot, man.
I don't think you do. Oh, I'm glad we're back.
That I bet you at least half a dozen people listening to this show are gonna be singing Gordon Lightfoot now because I busted out a belt from the Edmund Fitzgerald song.
We've went over this. It's like three people.
Yeah. And okay, well, half of them.
Maybe.
Said, man, it's been good to know ya.
Oh, dude. I can't remember names of restaurants, and you know whole song lyrics.
I know parts of it. I can't quite karaoke it, but I could, you know.
You probably could if it was playing.
Yeah.
That's another dumb, like, middle of, like, 18-hour road trip to Utah, uh-huh. like, conversation he has. Like, how is it? Like, how much memory space is used up in my head for song lyrics
come
on the radio? Way too much.
Oh, too much.
Way too much.
We went out to our trip in October. We played whatever, the pop channel. Because I'm into weird music. My wife's into her own weird music. And we put on like 90s pop.
Yeah.
We both sung like every song for 24 hours. Like,
It makes the road trip go by though.
Right, but
you gotta have a solid playlist.
Every once in a while, I'd be like, "I've never heard of this song." She's like, "You don't know this song?" And I'm like, "No." And you know, ends up being it was some platinum song in 2000.
Like, mm-bop.
Yeah, right. Well, I could see in the hell some oom-bop.
Oh, stop it! Little
Children of the Corn, looking, sing some NSYNC for you. You know all the words to Tequila.
oh man. All right, off the rails. We're back.
Yeah,
I don't know. A lot of cool stuff, but I've had a lot of fun trips, adventures.
That's good.
Bronco does things.
Bronco does Bronco things. Have you been Broncoed yet? Anybody gave you a horsey?
I don't know.
We're gonna start that trend for you.
No.
So, you know,
we don't.
Can't be jealous of the ducks.
No, we don't. I'm like, no.
I want to get booked by a bucket Bronco.
Someone told me how that started. Was it? It wasn't you, was it? Was someone like up in Canada or something? Sorry. So
the Bronco or the duckies?
The ducks.
Okay.
That some like lady at a car dealer or something like that. This is like, again, don't quote me. This isn't Wikipedia. Like just put it on a random car. Like, hey, I like your car. And all I had was a rubber duck or something. And that's how it, like, somehow caught on.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Allison Parliament from Ontario, Canada, randomly bought a bunch of rubber ducks from a convenience store and gave them to other Jeep owners.
Are you reading this from somewhere?
Yeah, it's Wikipedia. Dude, oh, that's actually Charlotte Observer.
So this is legit news.
She gave it to another Jeep owner with a note that said, "Have a great day." That's when the Jeep ducking or duck Jeep began, according to this website. And there's a whole other website that has how the rules how to do it.
There's rules?
Yeah.
What are the rules?
I just went away from it because I was like, I didn't care.
You were like, I can't.
I can't. I'm trying to. I know they were doing Yodas on Toyotas for a while, little baby Yodas.
As they should.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's any for you guys.
When I was at Top of the World, there was a dude in a Tacoma. And everyone's like, hey, are you done doing Toyota Tacoma things now? Because he was just like taking every angle possible with his giant camera. I'm like, oh, there's always a one taco guy in the group.
There's apparently, there you go. You've been bucked by a Ford Bronco.
Who? No. Stop it. I know it's a thing. I don't want anything to do with it.
I'm going to come find your truck at work and Bronco the buck out of it.
I don't drive it, so maybe it has, and I don't know about it.
Yeah, you would hear about it.
Maybe.
She'd come over like, somebody put something on my car.
Someone put some stupid. She probably just drive, not even notice, just drive
just drives away.
Just falls to the ground. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah, or you're going to hear it's like, it'll be one of those Urban Dictionary, like, kidnapping, you know, those. They put a zip tie in your windshield so you get out.
Yeah. yeah, I don't want anything to do with that. I wish we could start a cool trend, though. Can we start something else?
I mean, we could think it. We try. We give away all of our good stuff on here.
Yeah, that's true. We don't have anything cool. We're really lame. It's hard to get back into things.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I've not been doing much this year. It's been kind of a bad year as far as like just being really busy. I do miss being out wheeling and tearing it up, and I'd like to get back into wrenching a little bit more. And
sounds like you got plenty to wrench on.
Oh, dude, I got all kind of broken stuff.
We just line it up out here with my broken stuff.
Right.
You got to get it in rotation, dude, because as you can see, spots fill up quick.
I noticed that, dude. I noticed that.
Actually, that would help me. If I could get your broken stuff on here, then I would have a harder time telling these people, yes, like I can help them. Because I'd rather, I think, fix your broken stuff. Because it has a function.
My buddy, like, Brandon.
This does nothing for
Brandon's
me.
Like, just come drop it off, bro, and I'll fix it. I'm like, I just feel bad. Like, here you go. Like, here's my project.
Yeah. I get that therapy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed.
Well, get this off of here because my Jeep's got no doors on it. So the red one's got no doors.
Yeah.
So I can't just leave it outside.
Well, what does the red one need? Oh, it needs a trans lines. Or
trans
right?
lines and brake lines. Remember the brake lines blew up when we came home?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's if awesome. I could get that like trans fixed and the brake lines fixed, it'd be drivable. It'd be I could cruise it.
Okay.
Her Jeep needs the frame repaired. We're going to do that last year. Remember the.
Yeah.
And then.
It's ugly.
I'd like to lift it.
Yeah.
But then it needs. Remember the tie rod was smoking, or
I don't know how you did that. But
I'd like to do a once over on her safety features: brakes, steering, and then fix the frame.
I got you. Wink,
wink, wink.
Ha ha.
And then she could cruise that to work.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever, and that's fine for like the dunes or something like that too. Just farting around and.
Yeah.
And
did you see? Is it me or TJ's coming down in price?
I haven't really been watching them.
I've seen a few of them, okay. And I was actually kind of surprised at their general like appearance and the price.
I think with the LJs being super popular and pricey, and then JKs becoming affordable, like two-door JKs.
Yeah, they're now where like the TJs used to be.
Yeah. And I think
like TJs, I don't know.
I think the
TJ
market.
They're
like
where the YJs used to be.
Right.
And you know, like the YJs have crept up because somehow they're like valuable. Like, because they're the only ones left or the really nice ones. It's an interesting fluctuation in the marketplace.
Well, that it could be, I mean, the dudes who want a TJ are dudes like us who are going to beat them. Not everybody wants to be uncomfortable, where the JKs, even the older JKs, have more creature comforts than TJs did.
Yeah.
So now the people that are wanting, like, a cruiser are going to that level.
Wouldn't that be cool? I wish there was an app.
Right.
Like, in a way, right? Like, cool off-road truck, like, market values.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're, like,
see
looking
what
at, like,
fluctuates.
It's, like, the stock market. You're like, oh, TJs are going up. Now's my time.
Yeah, because there's a used car dealer in my town, and they have a two-door JK out front. And it's, like, it doesn't look stupid priced. And I was, like, that would look good on 40s.
Yeah.
I would have another broken Jeep in the backyard.
Yeah.
You know, collecting dust.
Yeah, because I think, someone just told me, they're like, oh, yeah, they just bought a whatever JK, like 2014 or something, like 10 grand. I'm like, 10
grand?
That's what I said. I'm like, what's wrong with it? I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. They're coming down. I have, and I could be wrong, I think Jeep kind of took a little hit market-wise.
Well, now the Broncos out. I mean, you see a lot of Broncos.
There's a lot of Broncos.
You know, where I work.
I liked it better when they're a few far between.
In town,
special.
I see them all the time because there's like storage, like those storage yards.
Yeah.
Just chock full of Broncos.
Yeah.
And you see them running around all night where they have like a convoy of 12 of them.
Yeah.
And the school van.
They've
following.
Caught up. They're pumping them out
for sure.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. And they're
hot
and selling. Their market price is the same as a Jeep. And if you're like my buddy Eric, he would never buy a Jeep because he's a Ford guy.
Yeah.
So if he was going to buy a Wheeler, it was going to be a Ford. Now he has the option.
Yeah. I think this might be a good topic for another episode. You know what I mean?
Mark that down.
Yeah.
But whatever the topic, you have an idea, I don't.
I have an idea in my head, or at least something to kind of.
We need a whiteboard out here.
We do, but we would be dusty by the time we got back to it.
Yeah, well, we got to start making that a thing, too, like more frequent.
More ideas.
Yeah.
Try to get this on the regular.
Yeah.
Again. I enjoy it.
Unless I just come over and just sing to you.
Can we do something other than the...
Do karaoke? No, man. I found all the lyrics. I Googled them.
Of course you did.
So I'm fired up now, boy.
No, hold on. Let me hit...
The legend lives on from the Chippewa down off the big lake they call Get Shady.
Stop this. Oh, man. All right. Should we call it and then?
You want to call it?
Yeah. I think we've rambled on ridiculously about not, I don't even know.
All right. Well, we can tell people that we're going to try to stay back. We're going to try to do at least one a month, hopefully two.
As many as we can, as often as we can.
Yeah.
I make no promises.
Yeah.
You might not hear from us next year. I don't
know. I'm hoping not. I'm hoping to make this a thing again because this is therapeutic for me.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah. So, like, it even if I got to call you and you can put me on the old two-way there, at least we can talk about junk.
It's just not the same.
Yeah, it's not.
But it would help if we actually had something cool on the lift instead of this heap of crap.
Yeah, we're not even thinking about, like, let's put those swampers on it.
Let's rebuild that 4.6 and put it in your Jeep.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
I mean, we could try it. I might need to take that trans out of there, too.
I got the whole setup.
Yeah.
Do you think that'd work? Someone's going to be, like, yelling at us. Like, you idiots, no one puts a 4.6 or 5.4 Ford in anything.
Yeah.
I think they do now, though.
I mean, it's whatever you can find, right?
Everyone does.
If the money's right, the money's right.
Everyone does LS swap.
All the cool kids.
Yeah. I think the 5-liter Fords, though, are getting trendy.
Yeah.
But they're still expensive.
All right. Well, let's wrap this one, and then we'll come back at him with your trip.
All right.
And, yeah. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn to me.
I can't hear you anymore. I'm just going to keep turning this up.